England Health Chief Gwyneth Paltrow's Netflix series Goop Lab poses a considerable health risk. By BenQ on February 2, 2020. The chief executive of England's National Health Service, NHS, has slammed actress Gwyneth Paltrow over her Netflix series The Goop Lab, accusing it of spreading disinformation and posing a considerable health risk for those influenced by it. NHS Chief Executive Simon Stevens slammed the series while speaking at an event held by the Oxford Union, arguing it promoted dubious wellness products and dodgy procedures. The show's six episodes see Gwyneth Paltrow seeking out alternative health experts to investigate practices including energy exorcisms and the use of psychedelic drugs such as psilocybin for the treatment of mental health conditions. Goop has just popped up with a new TV series, in which Gwyneth Paltrow and her team test vampire facials and back a body worker, who claims to cure both acute psychological trauma and side effects by simply moving his hands 2 inches above a customer's body, Steven said. Her brand peddles psychic vampire repellent, says chemical sunscreen is a bad idea, and promotes colonic irrigation and DIY coffee enema machines, despite them carrying considerable risks to health, he continued. A spokesperson for Goop told the BBC that they were always transparent when we cover emerging topics that may be unsupported by science or may be in early stages of review. Meanwhile, Netflix has warned that it is merely designed to entertain, not provide medical advice. The name Goop Lab is a reference to Paltrow's controversial lifestyle brand Goop. Worth an estimated $250 million, the company sells products via its online store, wellness retreats, magazines, and recently opened its first shop in London. Stevens continued. While fake news used to travel by word of mouth, and later the Caxton Press, we all know that lies and misinformation can now be round the world at the touch of a button, before the truth has reached for its socks, never mind got its boots on. Myths and misinformation have been put on steroids by the availability of misleading claims online. While the term fake news makes most people think about politics, people's natural concern for their health, and particularly about that of their loved ones, makes this particularly fertile ground for quacks, charlatans, and cranks. It is not the first time that Goop has come under fire for making unscientific claims. In December 2018, the company was forced to pay a $145,000 fine for making unsubstantiated claims about some of their online products, such as pricey vaginal eggs and a floral oil blend that they said could prevent depression. In 2017, the brand also faced criticism for promoting a diet that nutritionists denounced as extremely damaging to one's long-term health. The diet involved radically reducing gluten and carbohydrates, as well as working out every day with the aim of losing 14 pounds within 4 weeks. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.